1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me this morning, Bill Hawley, talking about the Hike for Hope. How are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Brady. It's a lovely Tuesday.
It is.
In London. Or Buffalo, I'm
or
sorry.
Or somewhere else.
I sorry.
It's actually going to get nice later this week. We will see some sunshine and temps above 70 again.
That will improve my attitude, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to talk about this Hike for Hope. And this has to do with suicide prevention. It's one of those topics, Bill, that people don't really like to talk about. You know, it's one of those things that that makes people maybe a little uncomfortable sometimes to discuss, but it's important, and maybe for those reasons needs to be discussed even more.
And Brady, that is exactly right. I mean, probably the best thing that we can do in regards to suicide prevention is to not be afraid to talk, not be afraid to say the word suicide, because really the flip side of suicide prevention is mental health promotion. And here's the thing. Just like we all have physical health, we all have mental health. Sometimes our mental health is good, sometimes not so good. Here's the other thing. Just as physical health, whether it's cancer, diabetes, heart disease, those things are diagnosable, they're treatable, and they're livable. So are depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar depression. Those health conditions are also diagnosable, treatable, and livable. The unfortunate reality is, just like cancer, heart disease, or diabetes, they could end up in death. So can mental health concerns end up in death. And we have a term for that death, and oftentimes we call that suicide. And so it is difficult. But here's what we know. Here's what the research says. The more we talk about it, the more we are willing to destigmatize or remove the cloud that surrounds suicide, and have open and honest conversations to be smart about mental health, we know that in reducing stigma, that the result of that is people will be more, they'll have a little more courage and confidence to seek help when something's just not quite right, when they've been sad and depressed for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and they can't figure out how to get out of this rut that they're feeling. And really, that's the biggest step, is for us as community members, family members, friends, to see those signs in a loved one, in someone we care about, and say, hey, Brady, you know, I'm not sure what's going on, but you just don't seem to be yourself right now. And I'm here and I care. And so what can we do to find some help for you? And having those conversations in compassion for one another, that's how we can reach out, hold each other's hands, stand shoulder to shoulder, and encourage someone to get the help they need.
And if there's someone out there maybe listening right now that's hearing this and might want to, you know, call and talk to someone, is there a number?
You bet. You know, we've got a great community mental health center here, Northern Wyoming Mental Health on Lott Street, right over by the hospital. That's 684-5531. And they have a call service, so you can call them 24/7, and you'll get a call service. So just so people know, if it's after hours, you'll get the call service, and then there will be an on-call counselor that you can speak with. The other thing is, there's a national suicide prevention lifeline. That number is 1-800-273-8255, and that's 24/7. Right now, I think most of the calls in Wyoming are getting routed to a large call center in Florida, but that's available all the time. There's also a chat line. If you go to nationalsuicidepreventionlifeline.org, you can do online chat through them as well. And we also have the crisis text line, which you can text WYO to 741-741. And within a minute, a crisis counselor will be with you, texting back and forth. And of course, that's one we've used a lot with teens and young adults, because that's their comfortable communication. And if that's the comfortable communication, that's what we want to use. And again, as community members, and again, I'm not a mental health professional, I'm a mental health consumer. But as community members, that's the big key, is when we see someone who's struggling, what are our resources? Where's the help that we can find and provide them with to get them through this struggle that they're facing?
I would imagine with some, it just knowing that other people may be feeling similar and going through some of the same things can be beneficial, that maybe they won't feel, you know, so alone and like they're the only ones feeling this way.
Boy, and Brady, that's another huge piece of suicide that we often talk about, is that people do, when they get in that pit, that rut, whatever you want to call it, they do feel alone. And so the need for that human connection, and just to foreshadow a little bit with our Hike for Hope, one of the really neat things as we gather in Crazy Woman Square this Sunday, the 24th, is we do kind of a check-in at 2, and then we have some speakers. And a couple of the speakers are Coalition Scholarship winners, Grace Gardner and Natalie Cahal. And I believe it was Grace, in part of her application for the scholarship, she talked just exactly about that. And that sometimes knowing that you can turn to this friend who is ready, willing, and able just to listen. I mean, just the power of being present and keeping the mouth closed and just listening to someone, that is huge. And again, I think most of us call that compassion. And you don't need to have a PhD to take time to notice something and to take time to sit down with someone you care about and just simply listen and offer encouragement, offer hope. So again, that is one of the highlights for me, is hearing our scholarship speakers speak, Grace and Natalie. And we also will have Kyla Christensen, a young lady from KC, Wyoming, who was our scholarship winner, I might get this wrong, in 2015. Kyla just recently graduated from Black Hill State University and is going on to the University of Pittsburgh to seek a social work degree. And for those of you who have not heard Kyla speak, her message of hope and her personal story around suicide and her brother Kason, you will be bring tissues and Kleenex, because she keeps it real. And truly, Brady, and we were kind of talking about this off air before, but that's the reality of suicide. You know, right now, suicide is kind of in the headlines with Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain dying by suicide within a week. It's on People Magazine. It's all over the place. But here's the reality. In that same week, in our country, 900 Americans with names like Bill and Brady and Jennifer died by suicide. Of those 900, 150 or so were our veterans and our active military. That is the reality of suicide in the United States of America. 123 Americans every day are dying. And we believe, as the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, as well as the Wyoming chapter for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, we believe that there are things that we can do to prevent suicide. And the first one, as we started this conversation, is let's talk. Let's talk about it. That's what the Hike for Hope has been about for 4 years. That's what it'll be about Sunday, is people coming together, having conversation, listening to some messages of hope, and coming together in mutual support to say, I'm here to end the stigma. I'm here to end the silence. Yes, I deal with depression. Yes, I deal with bipolar. And I'm not alone. Here are others who either they themselves struggle, like Bill. Bipolar depression is my diagnosis. But like Bill, our diagnosis does not define us. And there's something more that we can do. Let's not be afraid or ashamed to talk about our mental health concerns, because they're just like physical health concerns. So busting stigma is kind of what we call it, and that's a big piece of the Hike for Hope, is busting stigma, coming together in mutual support, and taking a hike. And we call it a hike, but it's really a walk up our beautiful Clear Creek Trail system. There are two hikes. There's a longer hike, which goes all the way up to the Veterans Home of Wyoming, where we'll have a water break and we'll have a moment to recognize the fact that 22 veterans or active military die by suicide every day in our country, and then come back to the square. That's about 5.5 miles or so. The shorter hike goes about halfway up the trail and cuts across what I call the ponds or the swampland back behind Shopko and the BLM. That's about a 2.5 to 3 mile hike or walk. So participants can choose that. And then we'll gather back in the square. The good folks at St. Luke's Episcopal Church will be providing refreshments and finger foods and snacks. We'll have some prizes as well. And we're hoping to wrap up about 5 o'clock.
And with this, do people pay to get in, or do they donate money? How exactly does that work?
Thank you, Brady. So there's a couple ways that people can register. There's online registration, and probably the easiest way for folks to do that would be to go to afsp.org. So that's the national website. And you can scroll down to Find Chapter, click on Wyoming. After you click on Wyoming, you can go to events. The first event that pops up is the Johnson County Hike for Hope. Click on that link and you can register online. As of this morning, if you give me a second to get to my smartphone. as of this morning, we've almost tripled the number of online registrants. So we have 57 participants, 7 teams registered as well. Typically, we have 20 to 30 or 40 more folks registered the day of. So again, that's the second way that you can register. We're going to start at 2 o'clock. If you haven't registered online, you can register at our registration table at 2. If you want to bring a donation, we're happy to accept a donation as well. And I'll talk more about where the money goes that we're raising. And we'll start with the speakers about 2:20, 2:25. We'll start the long hike at 3, the shorter hike about 3:15, 3:20. And it's just, you know, it's just really a good time of fellowship and mutual support. As well as for me, it's very inspiring hearing, in this case this year, some young people speak about their experience with suicide and what we can do about it.
Absolutely. And this is the 4th annual event. How has turnout been in the past for this event?
You know, it's been anywhere. I think probably our smallest number of participants was a bad weather day a couple years ago when we had about 20. But typically it's around 50 folks. Which we think for a town of 4,000 is pretty awesome. You know, nationally, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has 84 chapters throughout the country. The Wyoming chapter is one of those 84 in all 50 states. We're by far the smallest, the least populated state. We've got board members primarily on the east side of the state. We were chartered in 2012 in Sheridan, so that's kind of where most of our board members are, and myself in Buffalo. But these walks and these hikes are kind of the signature fundraiser for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So people ask me, Bill, besides raising awareness, which is our number one goal and priority, why are we raising funds? And as of this morning, we had set a goal to raise $5,000. And as of this morning, we were at $4,850. So please go online. We're really close to the goal. Would certainly love to get there. But the why we raise funds is simply this. Half of all those dollars stay right here in Wyoming. Of those half, the Wyoming chapter, in collaboration with the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, we've kind of earmarked or designated those funds to go for assist trainings in Buffalo and KC sometime in the fall. Those trainings run about $3,000 each, so we're hoping to be able to fund those to make those happen. The other half goes to the national organization, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Here's the why we send those dollars. AFSP is the number one private funder into research into the why of suicide. So when someone dies by suicide, that's the question we have. Why did they make this choice? Why did they take their own life? The other part of that why, the other side of the coin is, why didn't I see something about my friend? Why didn't I do something? Why didn't someone do something? And so that's a big reason why AFSP Wyoming chapter works hard to raise funds for AFSP, is to do that research. Because the more we know, then perhaps we can prevent suicide. Secondarily, it's really about education and awareness. So in the last month, we've had volunteers in Lander, Mallory, and Casper, Jenny Hunter, who have tabled events, the Classic Car Show down in Casper a couple weekends ago, where they have a table and they have brochures and educational materials for, you know, support for suicide survivors, both attempt survivors as well as suicide survivors of loss, materials to educate about how to talk about suicide and all those things. And so again, getting back to how we started our conversation, just having the conversations. So providing those materials throughout the state of Wyoming is a big piece of why we raise funds. The other really significant one, and if folks want to go to, for those of you on Facebook, AFSP Wyoming Facebook page, or the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition Facebook page, the last few months we've really been talking about advocacy. So in March, AFSP Wyoming held the first ever State Capitol Day down in Cheyenne, and it was a specific advocacy effort toward mental health parity. So during the Bush administration, there was a federal law that said insurance companies have to treat mental health issues the same way they treat physical health issues. That's been in federal law for more than 10 years. Currently in Wyoming, we don't have legislation in our state that would also enforce that federal guideline. So that's the big push right now, is for mental health parity, holding insurance companies to that standard, if you will, to treat mental health the same way they treat physical health. That's been a big push. Also, our chapter sent Donna Burkholz and Rebecca Shore, two of our advocates, to Washington, D.C. this past June, where they gathered with 250 other advocates to meet with their congressional delegations and talk about suicide prevention and talk about mental health prevention. Because when you look at federal funding for all the variety of health issues, suicide is way down at the bottom. There's more that we can do, and it's not necessarily about dollars, but oftentimes it is. And so that advocacy piece is a huge part of why we raise funds, why I'm passionate about suicide prevention, why I'm passionate about the grassroots work of AFSP and our Wyoming chapter.
And earlier you had mentioned, Anthony Bourdain and a couple of the famous people that have taken their own lives recently. A couple years ago, Robin Williams was a big name. When that happens, people start to talk about it a little bit. But what it really shows is that mental health strikes anyone. Some people falsely believe that, rich and famous people are happy because of money and wealth and fame. And I think we know that that's not the case.
That is so true, Brady. And, here's the thing. Just like cancer does not discriminate based on age, race, sex, ethnicity, sexual orientation, depression, bipolar depression, anxiety, all those mental health concerns, they don't discriminate either. The deceptive piece of a lot of mental health concerns is that they are invisible. Brady, if you break your leg, I know you've got a broken leg because you've got a cast and you're in crutches, right?
Sure.
But if you look at Bill on any typical day, you're not going to look at Bill and say, oh, that dude's struggling with bipolar, isn't he? Right?
Right.
Unless I disclose that to you, or unless you're my doctor or my therapist. So it's this invisible thing. And like Robin Williams, Chester Bennington, fill in the blank, those who suffer from mental health concerns, especially depression, bipolar depression, we are the best actors to put on the masks and to not let you in. Because there's a very famous quote of Robin Williams that's been floating out there since he died. He didn't want anyone to see his struggle. He didn't want anyone to see his pain. He wanted to bring joy and laughter and love to the world, and certainly he did that. And inside, he was struggling mightily. Sure. With a whole variety of things. That's what we have to break the stigma. We cannot be silent anymore. We have to be okay with talking about it. And folks, it turns out it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah, and it's okay for people to realize that as well now.
That's right. And if I could, getting back to the Hike for Hope, I would be remiss if I didn't give a quick shout out to our great sponsors this year. We've done, people have stepped up for a variety of reasons, I think, but we've got gold sponsors. Again, our great Northern Wyoming Mental Health Center is one of our gold sponsors. The Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition and the Buffalo Bulletin, those are our three gold sponsors. Our silver sponsors are the Bank of Buffalo, right here in Buffalo. I guess that is a little redundant, isn't it? The Bank of Buffalo in Buffalo. Wyoming Behavioral Institute, the mental health facility down in Casper, and our bronze sponsors are Abintra Psychological Associates, that's Dr. Terry Faulkner here in Buffalo, Bighorn Tire, my friends out there, Sue and Harry, and the Alliance for Hope. The Alliance for Hope is a group of caring, compassionate citizens down in KC that have formed with simply this motivation, not one more. Not one more.
And, this is important to get this word out everywhere. Wyoming, in fact, per capita has one of the higher suicide rates in the country, doesn't it?
That's absolutely correct. Wyoming typically is in the top two or three for suicide rates per capita. Usually that rate is double the national level. We've been number one for a lot of years. Currently, we're number three behind Montana and New Mexico. Alaska typically is in the top four as well. And there's a whole lot of speculation of why these mountain states have such high rates. Access to quality mental health care might be part of that. Rural isolation might be a part of that. Certainly, we can't ignore access to lethal means, which means firearms in our western states. So really what that's about from a prevention standpoint is not about taking away guns, but it is, if I know that my friend Brady is struggling and he's got his deer rifle at home, you know, I'm going to have a conversation in compassion with Brady about, you know, you're really struggling right now. Maybe I can hold your 30-06 and your ammunition until we get this figured out, until you get some help.
Sure.
That's really what prevention sounds like.
And so again, the Hike for Hope this Sunday, and let everyone know once again if they want to be a part of this, how they can go about that.
Thank you, Brady. So it's this Sunday. We'll start at 2:00 downtown Buffalo, Crazy Woman Square, with registration and check-in. We'll get things organized. There's going to be some music, so you can register the day of. And as I said before, if you're motivated to bring a donation of any form, we're happy to accept it the day of as well. Or you can register online. The simplest way to do that would be to go to afsp.org, click on Find Your Chapter, click on Wyoming, then click on Events. When you see Events, the Johnson County Hike for Hope is the first one that comes up. Just click on that link. It'll take you to a page that says Register Now.
Now, probably half the listeners are like, that was way too much information.
That's a lot.
Over my head. So if they just want to show up at the event, they can do that too.
Absolutely. We definitely encourage folks, just show up at Crazy Woman Square at 2:00. We'll get you registered. We'll happily take whatever donation you like to bring. Donations, you know, it's a voluntary thing. The event costs nothing. It's a really good time. We're hoping and praying for some nice weather as well. And look forward to seeing folks there.
Sounds good. Talking with Bill Hawley, the Hike for Hope this Sunday at Crazy Woman Square in Buffalo. Check in at 2:00, and you can register then as well. Bill, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. It's Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.